White Sox Weekly with one of the hottest White Sox pitchers. We got a bunch of them rolling right now. Lucas Giolito. Lucas, you're the son of Lindsay.
Yes.
You're the grandfather of Warren.
I'm the grandson of
the grandson of Warren. Right. Thank you very much. We're gonna keep rolling. Your dad is Rick. You got uncles Mark and Scott. Why are you a baseball player and not in Hollywood?
Yeah, I get asked that a lot. I got up on stage when I was in elementary school for a little play. I think I was knight number three in our medieval play, and I just was not comfortable. I didn't have very many lines. I think I did okay, but just like being in front of a bunch of people, lights shining on you, just was not for me.
Tell our listeners what movies your family is responsible for.
Movies. Movies. My mom was in a few movies. She did some TV movies. She did a couple features. She did The Ring, the horror movie. She was in a action movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger, Collateral Damage, a number of years ago. What else? Mostly TV, though. Mostly TV. I mean, my uncle.
A lot of Seinfeld.
Yeah, a lot of Seinfeld. My grandfather was on that. My uncle wrote Twin Peaks with David Lynch. He actually wrote a bunch of movies too. He wrote Greatest Game Ever Played. He wrote the book and then the screenplay for the Disney movie, which I actually got to go to the premiere of, and I met Shia LaBeouf when I was like 11 years old, and that was really cool. What else?
You got soap operas too.
Yeah, my mom was on As the World Turns back in the 80s. She was in a Broadway play, M. Butterfly. I think it won the Pulitzer Prize. So, yeah, pretty well-rounded. Now my little brother's following in my mom's footsteps. He's in acting school.
So I do wonder, like, just being on the big stage at all, was some of that maybe familiar with you? You can't really compare it, but, you know, as far as, you know, performing, there's thousands of people in front of you, all that. Do you think that perhaps has had any impact on you just being comfortable being out there?
Yeah, maybe it's in the genes somewhere, just, you know, being comfortable and, you know, doing your thing in front of a bunch of people. But I mean, sports and entertainment, as far as acting, things like that, there's a lot of similarities, also a lot of differences, but at the core of it, you are entertaining people with, you know, you're doing something that not a lot of people can do and you're doing it well. There's a lot of similarities. I definitely learned a lot from, you know, talking to my mom, my uncle, my grandfather, just growing up.
What's it like going out on the hill, facing the team with the best offense in baseball, and just shutting them down?
Felt pretty good. I've been pitching a lot better recently. Feeling a lot better. Obviously, you always want to be as confident as possible as a starting pitcher, but once you start to have good results and you start to get rolling a little bit, that's when the confidence can really start to take off and get better. So, just been kind of riding that wave and having fun with it. And, you know, for me, when I'm feeling good and I know that I can execute pitches, I don't really worry about the opponent.
So just to paint the picture, you got your guy Ronaldo Lopez over here to your right, and he's smiling at you. And he's now saying hello, and he's on a sweet bike. Like, you guys are so many young pitchers, talented guys, and you can just see that there's support and energy around the club. Like I've said a zillion times this year on the post game show, you guys don't act like a club that's not going to the World Series right now, going to the playoffs. There's something about what's going on here.
Yeah, especially recently, we've started to pick it up. I'd say over the past month, really since the All-Star break, just coming together more as a team. Guys are getting closer. It's always been a pretty close-knit clubhouse. We've always had fun together, but more so recently, we've just been gelling, having a really good time, you know, kind of creating little fun things we do in the clubhouse, fun things we do in the dugout. I'm sure you guys have seen the home run chain and things like that. So we're just having fun with it, and when you're having fun and you're relaxed, I think that's when you can play your best baseball.
Who gets the most credit for the home run chain?
I'm not positive. Maybe TA. He might have gotten it from a media guy here that I know that someone in the organization got it made, and then it might have been TA who brought it down. I'm not positive though.
I'll do some research on that.
All right, Don Cooper is your pitching coach. He's been here, of course, since the '60s. What has he taught you? What have you learned from Coop?
I've learned a lot from Coop. It's hard to pinpoint one thing. I'd say more recently, Just simplifying some things. I remember when we were in Boston, so this is a few months ago, I'd been struggling, and Coop told me, hey, tomorrow we're going to go out in the field and we're going to kind of revamp your long toss routine. I'm like, all right, that's cool. Go out there with Coop and Hass, and it's just step by step. We went out. I was playing catch with Louie, one of our bullpen catchers, and we were just paying attention to every single throw, moving back, then moving in, putting a little bit more on as I'm coming in, and we're paying attention to how the ball's coming out, how I'm releasing it, making little adjustments here or there. And that was kind of the turning point for me this year, just cleaning up the web and playing catch. And it's really helped out a lot. Obviously, Coop and Hass, I give them full credit for that, really, really helping me out in that regard. And so it's kind of translated over the mound. I'm doing a better job of staying in line, commanding the ball better, and then stuff's gotten a little bit better.
So, like, everyone's like, well, what's happened with Lucas? Why is he pitching so much better in the second half of the season? And, I mean, you're a young guy who's getting used to the big leagues. I mean, it's normal that you would get better as you go along here, but is there anything else you would point to other than the warm-up routine you just described?
I'd say that's the biggest thing that's helped. I'd say just feeling better. I had a little bit of dead arm coming out of spring training, going to April, May, and my arm slot was actually lower than it is now. I don't know if that was just laziness or just bad habits, or my body just wasn't comfortable getting up to where I wanted to be. But over the past couple months, it just been a lot better. I mean, just been more relaxed, throwing from the slot that's comfortable for me, one that I can repeat a lot more, and it's helped. It's been good stuff.
Lucas Giolito for a couple minutes longer with Mark Kerman, Harry Tynowitz on WGN White Sox Weekly. So Carlos Rodon said he'd like to work a little harder on holding the runners closer to first base. What is, like, on your to-do list to get even better than you become?
Just consistency. I've been pitching much more consistent recently, but it doesn't stop there. For me, it's being able to recognize when I get out of sync and being able to make that adjustment even one pitch later, one batter later, as opposed to I go through a whole outing and something's wrong, and next thing you know, I give up four or five runs. I'm out of the game in the fifth inning. That's not doing your job as starting pitcher. For me, it's all about getting deep into the game. That's, sitting next to Wego, talking with him, his career. He's pretty much the, staple of starting pitchers that go deep into the game. And so that's my biggest thing, just building consistency, throwing a ton of strikes, and getting as deep into the game as possible, giving your team a chance to win every single time out.
So your last game against the Red Sox, from my radio seat, I'm saying you're getting guys out with your fastball, you're getting guys out with your curveball, you're getting guys up, down, in, out. I mean, it's not just one thing that's working for you. I would think that's a huge confidence, which is like, this works, that works, my changeup sweet. I mean, all of it.
Yeah. Especially with my changeup, I was trying to throw two different changeups earlier in the year. Bang that. Now I'm just throwing a two-seam changeup, moves more. I can control it better. The more I've been throwing it, the better feel I've gotten for it. Two-seam fastball, been introducing that more. Now I've been working on throwing it front hip to lefties. That's been a little bit of a weapon for me here recently. Just finding ways to get guys out. Utilizing my stuff to the best of its ability and finding different ways to get guys out, changing up sequences, especially once you get through the second, third time through the order. There's so many different things you can do to get guys out, and it's kind of like the doors have just opened, and I'm just learning about it all. So it's a lot of fun.
So you're clearly a smart guy with a lot of thoughts going on up there. How do you use that and then also not let it get in your way where you're thinking too much? Is that something you're working on? I feel like that's been talked about a little bit.
Yeah. I kind of have that label of like being a cerebral guy, thinking a lot.
Because Mark doesn't.
I don't.
Yeah, I think that can be an advantage and a disadvantage. Definitely earlier in the year, it was a disadvantage. Overanalyzing, thinking too much about what I'm doing wrong. Whereas now, I just have the confidence and the trust in myself that I'm going to get the job done. And the only things I'm thinking about are, like I said before, how can I get this guy out? What are the ways I can get this guy out? Whether that be paying attention in the scouting report, remembering tendencies of hitters, things like that, or just thinking about creative ways to sequence up pitches and get guys to swing and miss.
It's all about, like, I mean, Greg Maddux was considered a smart guy, and that was a compliment. So if you win, I guess it's brilliant. If not, you think too much.
Hey, before we let you go, we got to know, what do you like best about Chicago?
What do I like best about Chicago? Probably the food.
Where are you going? Where are you eating?
I just had breakfast at Wildberry. It's my favorite breakfast spot. Today, I like the steakhouses, obviously, of Gibson's, which is like a staple. You got my favorite one's RPM Steak. I like all the Italian food. I live right in Streeterville, so I'm like around a lot of the good stuff. Definitely my favorite. I've always been a food guy.
I don't want to be rude here to your former general manager, but when you came over for along with Ronaldo and Dane, you're coming here for Adamine, I'm thinking to myself, you had to be thinking, like, the White Sox got all that for an outfielder who was just solid, but, like, you just set up your rotation. Did you think, oh, my God, the White Sox just made out when it happened?
As a player, you don't want to really think like that. I mean, it was kind of a whirlwind for me, my first time getting traded.
Yeah. Last time getting traded.
Yeah, hopefully. It was definitely, for me, a good thing. I was ready for a fresh start. I was ready to, kind of come over to the White Sox and, just, like I said, fresh start. I guess that's the best way to put it. So I wasn't too concerned with, like, the nuances of the trade, who's getting who and what's more valuable than whatever. That's more for fans and, I guess, front office people to think about. I'm just a player, so I'm going to go where I go, and I'm going to play my hardest.
What grade are you giving yourself right now in this year? Do you have a grade? Do you do that type of stuff?
A grade? If I were to grade myself on this year, like right now, it wouldn't be very good. Probably like a D. D plus maybe, because it's starting to get better. But I can't concern myself too much with what I've done in the past. Obviously, I worked through a lot of things early in the year. Now I'm feeling a lot better. The main goal is harness that and be able to come out of the gate next year throwing like I'm throwing now.
So you're hard on yourself and you have huge expectations for what you can do.
Absolutely. I think that if you don't set high expectations for yourself and you don't kind of expect yourself to succeed, then you're not doing the right thing. I think it's very important to make sure that you're doing everything in your power to succeed and you set high goals.
That's the book of Ditka. Coach says you can't achieve your goals unless you set them.
Absolutely.
Seems silly, but there it is right there for you. All right, so whatever you're doing, keep it going, because it's awfully fun to watch you and the rest of the guys right now, and big things are ahead.
Absolutely, yeah. We're really coming together. Obviously, we're kind of starting to trickle some guys in here as part of this big rebuild that everyone's talking about. Kopech's up. Looking forward to seeing Eloy.
Kopech, I haven't heard of him.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what a bunch of the other guys have to offer over the next couple years, too. So I think that we're gonna end up having a really good team here.
Lucas, great to talk to you. Congrats on your success. Keep it rolling.
Thank you very much. Yeah, thanks, guys.